Well, at this very moment, in this room, all about us, are countless microscopic animals who would be delighted to get inside of us and strengthen themselves by weakening us.
I remember once seeing some germs under a microscope. Tiny little beasts, they frighten me.
It's the fact that they can't be seen that makes them so insidious.
Yes, but how do they get into our bodies?
Well, first by penetration. If you cut yourself while shaving, many germs can have the time of their lives. And the result might be boils or ringworms.
Oh, Jim, I've always told you to be careful when you shave.
I'll never shave again, darling.
Another way is to breathe them in. Germs jump at the chance of entering that way, causing tuberculosis, pneumonia, influenza.
You can swallow them, too, can't you, old-timer?
Yes, and if you're not careful, you get a sore throat and many stomach diseases.
You certainly are a cheerful person, old-timer.
One has to face facts. There are germs in the air eager to do their work. The more we're taught how to combat them, the more really cheerful we can be. Imagine had we lived at a time when people didn't know there were such things as germs.
How terrible. Always exposed to a danger they didn't even know existed.
Exactly. People didn't live very long 200 years ago. For habits were such that germs could easily kill off millions of human beings. Now, look at this picture of an ancient town.
Yes?
Notice the courtyards and gutters heaped high with refuse. Is it any wonder that epidemics and plagues were a constant fear?
I've read of the horrors of plagues in the old days.
60 million people in Europe were killed in one century from the bubonic plague alone.
Well, didn't anyone know that germs even existed?
No. In 1650, these strange little animals were first seen under crude microscopes. Not until almost 200 years later did man realize